Welcome to the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Fine Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. I'm really, really excited for this episode. So excited that I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Sam Previtt, and I'm really glad you're here. And I'm really excited for this episode because it's more niched, if you will, than some of our other episodes related to body image. So we have episode, I believe it was episode 104, was body image grief versus love. We have other episodes. Episode 100 was, do you feel uncomfy being overweight? And we talk about the difference between physical and emotional discomfort. We have so many different episodes that are related to body image, body acceptance, but I've never done one that has been specifically on postpartum. And I put a story box up, or a poll, excuse me, on Instagram the other day. And I said, you know, which episodes are you most excited to hear about? And this was the second most voted on. It got hundreds and hundreds of votes. The first one, I already did an episode on in weeks past. So I figured because so many people were interested in it, and it's very relevant for me right now, I figured why not dive in. So before we get started with the bulk of today's episode on all things postpartum body image, I wanted to get to the Find Food Freedom win of the week. So every week I like to highlight a direct message, maybe a message that a client sent through in our charting system, or a comment, or anything, or maybe a five-star review from the podcast. So today I am sharing some direct messages that I got last week. And usually they're of people that have worked with our team. This is actually a little different. So I'm sure by now, if you've listened to any of our podcasts or have followed us on social, you may know or you may not know that the Fine Food Freedom team takes health insurance. This is something we started doing at the beginning of the year. And it has been incredible to see how many hundreds and hundreds of people we've been able to reach. And I'll usually share as the win of the week some of our clients, right, that work with our team of 13 providers of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors. But I have these screenshots because I always remind people, like, get your benefits checked because you never know if you have coverage or not. And so many people will DM me and be like, oh my gosh, I had no idea I had these perks with my insurance. So the win of the week, or I guess I have two that I want to share with you. I have these DMs pulled up here on my computer. It says, please keep stressing to get your benefits checked. I have horrible, in all caps, insurance, high deductible, almost nothing covered other than annual physicals. And your team emailed me this morning to say that I have unlimited visits with no copay for preventative nutrition sessions. Absolutely floored and so thankful that your team did a benefit check for me. So that was one that I had shared that on Insta stories, and then someone replied in the DMs and said, same for me. My insurance sucks and I almost didn't even bother checking, but I'm covered and I have a call set up for next week. I could have cried. I was so excited, with some heart emojis. So again, why I share this is because I think insurance confuses a lot of people. I know it confuses me, and there is no downside to checking your benefits. And the way that you can do that is by going to findfoodfreedomresources.com or click the link in the show notes or on Instagram or on TikTok. And you'll see that when you check your benefits, all you're really doing is plugging in your insurance information and what state that you live in. And our system will know very quickly if there's eligibility. If there is eligibility, you'll be able to schedule with a provider on the spot. We have over 13 providers, so you'll see all the different bios and you can pick whichever provider you resonate with the most. And I love this because everyone has different specialties, whether it's body image, intuitive eating, eating disorder, performance or sports nutrition, or nutrition related to different medical diseases and conditions. So if you have PCOS, if you have diabetes, you know, whatever it may be, there is a provider for you. And so I highly recommend getting your benefits checked because you might have these benefits and have no idea. Now, for those of you saying like, well, what if I don't have coverage? When we started taking insurance, the reason why is because for years I've been saying I want to help as many people as possible have access to this type of care. So if you have no insurance coverage, we at the Fine Food Freedom team will gift you 1 month of our membership completely free. So that's 2 check-in calls, a live masterclass, a month's worth of access to our membership library that has over 70 hours of pre-recorded content in there of different masterclasses, different topics, all of these things. So I always say there's no downside to getting your benefits checked because you either have coverage with our team, or if you don't have coverage, you're going to get a free month of membership. No obligation to take advantage. But if you are looking to better your relationship with food and body, this is a great way to do it. Okay. So that's kind of my spiel. That's the Fine Food Freedom wins of the week that I chose. And it was just funny because these people are like, I thought my insurance sucked and now I have coverage. And it just makes me happy to see, like, if we're paying for health insurance as human beings, we sure as hell should use it, right? And so it just makes me happy that people are finding out that they have these perks. They had no idea. Okay, so let's get into today's episode. We're talking about postpartum body image, all things postpartum body image. To set the scene, I am recording this as I am now over 37 weeks pregnant. Oh, so got to take a deep breath. Probably going to run out of breath a few times on this podcast while I talk. This is with my second child. So I do have a toddler who will be 2 in the coming months. So postpartum, I have the lived experience of it, but I want to also recognize that when I come into these conversations, this is informational and educational purposes only. For educational and informational purposes only. This should not be a substitute for working with a professional. And a lot of what I'm going to talk about today, sure, I might like drop in some of my personal and lived experiences because I think that can be beneficial. But a lot of what I'm going to pull from today is more so being a certified intuitive eating counselor, having additional, you know, certifications in body image, like, that is where I want to help you. I think my professional experience is going to be more helpful than my lived experience. Although I will say, when you are supporting people in the postpartum time, having that lived experience is very beneficial too, because until you go through something, it can be really hard to understand. But now it's also important to recognize that everybody's postpartum experience, everybody's labor, everybody's delivery, everybody's pregnancy, everybody's journey of trying to conceive is different. And so I just want to acknowledge all of that. I also want to acknowledge my privileges of being a thin, white, cis, hetero, able-bodied woman and how I show up in the world and what I look like, and recognize that these privileges give me respect from people for no reason, just because of bias purely, and make my life easier. And I did nothing, to get that from others. And so I recognize this and how that comes into the conversation. And so I will also be sharing, I mean, I'm just going to share right out of the gate because she's my absolute favorite. And I was on a call with her this week, Nicola Salmon over at Fat Positive Fertility. If you're thinking of trying to conceive, being pregnant, postpartum, etc., Nicola is someone I highly recommend following. Love her account, not only for her professional experience, but also for her lived experience of residing in a larger body and how open she is of sharing how that impacted her fertility journey, her pregnancies, etc. So let's get into the postpartum time period and body image. Okay, so I did actually a question box on this on Instagram weeks and weeks ago, and I screenshotted it, and I got so many of the same type of messages from people. So I didn't even pull them all separately because it all was kind of the same thing. It was just saying, like, I am in this postpartum period and I'm really struggling. I'm struggling with my body image. I'm struggling to find out who I am again, like all of the struggles that come along. So I wanted to first acknowledge that when you go through this shift of not having children and then having a baby, it is one of the biggest shifts you will go through in your life as a human being. And I don't know where I heard this. I want to say it was probably through the book I've read, Transformed by Birth, which I highly recommend that book. I forget the name of the author. She's a doula and I believe maybe a physician, but she's fabulous. But she talks about the death and rebirth of the mother or the birthing parent through the process of birth, of how you were somebody before you had a baby. And once you have that baby, you are literally dying and being reborn in this like new version of you in every single way. And I like using that same kind of analogy with body image of like you had this body before birth and it is going to be different postpartum, period, end of story. Like no matter what you do, no matter how you eat, no matter how you move your body, no matter how you do XYZ, your body is going to be different when you come back from having a baby. And when I say come back, I just mean like when after having a baby, period. Okay. So you're not the same person physically and emotionally. And we're going to break those two down into those two different buckets of like physically what you're experiencing and emotionally. Now, diet culture adds this whole other layer of this air quotes bounce back culture of get your body back after baby. And I even posted weeks ago a video of a creator that I stumbled upon who talks about how to lose weight during pregnancy. And I did a whole video being like, I never thought I'd have to come on the internet and say this, but please, please, for the sake of your health and your baby's health, you should not be trying to obtain intentional weight loss during pregnancy. It's a whole nother episode in and of itself. So bounce back culture is this idea that diet culture puts in our head of like, get your body back after baby. I can't stress enough, you are a different human after you birth a child physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I never want anyone to feel like they need to, air quotes, bounce back. Now, postpartum, we hear the word postpartum thrown around. And I think a lot of times people think, like, especially with your first, you're like really scared of the labor and delivery, maybe, or you're fearing that because you've never gone through it before and you don't know what to expect. And you're thinking, okay, I have this massive baby inside of me and it has to come out somehow. And that's really freaking me out. And so I think a lot of times our energy is spent on that. And then you get to the postpartum and your world has just been rocked and you have this huge hormone drop and you're like, what the fuck is happening? Like, what just happened? What is going on? And so much change is occurring. And I think that when people use the word postpartum, I find that a lot of times when I hear it thrown around, they're referring to like the first 6 weeks postpartum, because when we look at maternal care and we look at how our medical system is set up, you typically will go to your OBGYN at the 6 week postpartum time frame after having a baby. And this is where they will clear you. I'm using air quotes. You will be examined and they will clear you whether you can engage in movement again, whether you can engage in sex again. And they're kind of just assessing, like, how are you doing? Now, just because you leave a 6 week postpartum visit where an OBGYN says you're good to go doesn't mean that it's like, okay, I got the green check mark. Everything's normal again. My life is normal again. I'm good to go. The amount of women that I've interviewed, spoke to, loved ones that leave that 6 week, like, check up and are like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, they asked me about birth control, or they asked me about, like, are you ready to have sex again? Meanwhile, I have postpartum anxiety and depression, and that's the last thing on my mind. And, you know, I'm still physically healing and all of these things. So, and that's not to say that every OB does this. Please know these are not that, you know, huge claims I'm making. I'm just saying that I think women in our country need a lot more than the care that we get postpartum. I forget, in Europe, I think they get like multiple different kind of medical professionals coming into the home. It's like covered by, you know, their type of insurance that they have over there. And there's just so much more support versus our culture is at 6 weeks, we go in and they're like, yep, you can have sex, you can work out, you're good to go, bye. So I want to encourage you to stop thinking of it as like postpartum is 6 weeks and you're getting cleared, and thinking about postpartum as the rest of your life. Because when we look at what postpartum is, it's post baby, right? Post having a baby. That is the rest of your life. And the more that you can shift and see it as that, that can be so helpful, because sometimes people's postpartum anxiety or depression doesn't hit until 6 months postpartum. Sometimes we might have something that occurs physically that, you know, gets exacerbated or gets worse weeks and weeks after birth. Thinking of clients that I've met with, like hemorrhoids, for example, like maybe postpartum they were okay, and then, you know, or newly postpartum, excuse me, and then months later, like, hemorrhoids really started to hit. And that was something we were, you know, looking at nutritionally. What can we do to support this? So postpartum is the rest of your life. And especially once you have a baby and they continue to grow. And I can only imagine, and I'm sure we could get moms of teenagers and, you know, 20-year-olds and plus on here to validate this, is that every stage with your child is a new stage. And once you become a parent to that first kiddo, you've never been a parent to a child of that age. Every single day they get older and things are changing and things are evolving. And so how you are showing up is going to change and evolve too. So I really want to encourage you to see like postpartum as much, much further than just 6 weeks postpartum or just 12 weeks postpartum. So let's look at physical first. So we talk about, when we look at postpartum body image and body changes and all of this, I want you to think of physically what is changing with the body when you're obviously pregnant and then postpartum. So first of all, your uterus has been stretched from the size of a lemon to the size of a watermelon. That's a big change. And so when you deliver your baby, whether it is a vaginal birth, whether it's unmedicated, epidural, maybe you had to have a vacuum, episiotomy, you may have pushed for 2 pushes, you may have pushed for 4 hours. Or if we had an emergency C-section or a scheduled C-section, like all of these ways that you birth a baby are going to have an impact on your body physically, but they may be drastically different. And I had said this before on a previous episode, but myself and Jenna from What the Actual Fork podcast will definitely do an episode breaking down like vaginal birth versus C-section birth, which is what I am geared up and ready to do. So those are going to be completely different, like physically how they affect my body. And it's so important to recognize that and give yourself grace and acknowledge how that physically impacts your body, right? Pushing a baby out of through your cervix, right? Through vaginal birth versus having a C-section and cutting 7 layers of tissue and muscle and fat and organs, like that is completely different and that is going to affect you. Your anatomy will shift in your body. So thinking about for me postpartum with my first, like having a vaginal delivery with a very large baby, she was well over 8 pounds. My hips are not the same. They're never going to be the same, no matter what I do. And that's because they carried, now this one is 37 weeks, but they've carried one baby and pushed her out through the vaginal, you know, canal, right? Versus I have a second baby that is now sitting on my hips and the bones and the pelvic floor area. And so your anatomy is going to shift and things are going to change in your body. And that is okay. Thinking about your body postpartum and the placenta, right? Your body creates this organ. How insane is that? Your body creates an organ that you need to feed a baby, right? To like, or to have the baby breathe, all of these things. And then after birth, your body's like, you know what? Here you go, poop, like poof, like I'm done. You can take this too. That to me is wild. I literally have a selfie with my placenta from my first birth because I thought it was so cool. I just like couldn't believe this. Now, when your placenta is detaching from the uterus, you're going to have a scar about the size of a dinner plate on your uterus. And that takes time to heal. Imagine having the size of a dinner plate, like a scar on your leg and like how you would tend to that. Like physically, you are going through so much. And not to mention thinking of the postpartum weeks, especially that come after labor and delivery, sleep deprivation that physically impacts you. That was used as a form of torture in wartime. I remind all of my new mom friends that sleep deprivation is literally torture. Nobody is a better person when they are sleep deprived. And then thinking about if you do choose or try to breastfeed, how that impacts sore nipples, engorged breasts, bleeding nipples, feeling touched out, like all of these things that are physically impacting you as the birthing parent. We could come up with probably hundreds of more bullet points. These are just some of the first ones that came up for me as I was prepping for this episode. And I think that it's so important to acknowledge what is physically changing in your body. Stretch marks is another perfect example, which is highly tied to genetics. Some women get stretch marks during birth. Some women do not. It has nothing to do with how much weight you gained. That is just simply a genetic component. So when we look at this, right, there is so much physical change going on. Now, when we talk about postpartum body image, we always say You might hear me say in other episodes how like body image has more to do with the brain than the physical body. First of all, I want to validate discomfort. I want to validate pain, not feeling like yourself, feeling uncomfortable, all of these things during pregnancy and the early postpartum and healing stages. And I want to also ask you a very important question. Are you coupling emotional unpleasantness with the physical unpleasantness? Now, examples of what I mean by that. When you are experiencing pain, when you are noticing that you just don't feel yourself or your body just feels so achy and tired and it's hurting and it's bleeding and it's leaking and all of these things, are you coupling that with, I'm disgusting. I can't wait to get back to my pre-baby body. I need to lose weight. My body is broken. I mean, you could do a million, again, different bullets here and what that sounds like. But I want you to recognize when you are feeling physical discomfort or physical unpleasantness in your body, specifically in the postpartum time of what we're talking about now, do you couple that with emotional unpleasantness? And that can be like, if you don't take anything else from this episode, that can be huge to recognize that, to grab a journal, cut it down the middle. On one side, I want you to write physical unpleasantness. On the other side, I want you to write emotional unpleasantness. And I want you to write out physically what you're feeling, right? It could be hemorrhoids, sore nipples, it could be sore or stiff C-section scar. We could write out so many things. The other side, I want you to write, what is the emotional unpleasantness you're feeling? What is your self-talk like when it comes to your body? And recognizing this can be a massive, massive shift or first step in starting to work on a better body image postpartum, in the newly postpartum and beyond. Because remember, postpartum is for the rest of your life. Your body is always now postpartum after having a child. So separating those two, bringing awareness to those two, I think is so important. I know for me, that was really important because there was times I was feeling like, I know that like all the work that I've done, professionally, and like, I'm still struggling. But then I started to realize it was like, no, I'm physically allowed to feel uncomfortable. I feel physical discomfort. This is not enjoyable. And I can recognize that I'm not coupling that with emotional unpleasantness. And if I do, I don't need to feel guilt or shame. I need to recognize it. I need to catch it. And I need to get support on how we can address this and move forward. So the questions I have for you, are you feeling physical unpleasantness? Are you coupling that physical unpleasantness with emotional unpleasantness? And then my next question to you is, if a loved one came to you and was saying all of these things that they were feeling in the postpartum physically, right? So if a loved one came to you and said, all of the things we talked about earlier, right? You can pick any of them off the physical unpleasantness list. How would you respond to them? And I really want you to think about this. Like, what would you say to them? And there's no right or wrong here, but this can be so helpful because then you can look at, okay, if my sister, if my best friend, if my cousin, whatever came to me and they said, I'm experiencing hemorrhoids and bleeding nipples and I'm still bleeding and my body feels so foreign and, blah, blah, blah. Are you going to say to them, you're disgusting. You need to get your pre-baby body back. You really need to lose weight. Your body is broken. Is that how you're going to respond to them? I would hope and pray that the answer is no. And so when we look at that, a lot of times when people can pull themselves out of it and use this little example that I just gave of like, okay, wait, I would never, ever respond to a loved one like that. And that's exactly what I'm doing to myself. And so what we need to be able to do is recognize, okay, how would I respond to this loved one? And can I give myself that same compassion and empathy and support? And so I want you to think about, like, first of all, sitting in the suck with that loved one, right? If they came to you with all of, like, oh, my body, it just feels horrible and achy and it's changing and, you know, I'm bleeding and all of these things, to say to them, I am so sorry. This must be so hard and so uncomfortable. And that sucks. And I hear you. Like, how good that would feel to hear from someone. And then to go on from that, if you are ready to take it that next step for yourself of, like, acknowledging that it's okay to sit in the suck. And if you've recognized some of this emotional unpleasantness that you've brought into the postpartum time, can we catch it? Can we at least stop it where we say, okay, I'm recognizing what I'm doing. These thoughts, these feelings, these beliefs are not welcome here. And that's where then we can start to redirect, where you can start to challenge those. So for example, some of the examples I had written down, my body is disgusting. Could we challenge that thought with, my body is amazing. It created another human being. If it was, I need to get back to the pre-baby me, could we challenge that thought with, I will never be who I was before this baby. My body is amazing and created a human. If it's, I need to lose weight, can we challenge that thought and say, my body needs support physically, mentally, and emotionally. I can focus on behaviors that will make me feel pleasant. Weight loss is not a behavior. These are just examples. You do not have to resonate to these. So please know, if you're listening and you're like, oh, okay, I like some of this, some of this doesn't resonate with me, that's fine. Take what serves you, leave the rest behind. Lastly, my body is broken. Can we challenge that, right? My body is not broken. My body birthed another human being out of it. Like, the constant redirection that has to happen to recognize how to cope with this emotional unpleasantness. And then I think a big piece of this that we haven't even got to yet is recognizing, like, what is the goal here, right? When we talk about body image is the relationship that you hold to your body. And when you go through birthing a child, it's going to have a huge impact on how that relationship is with your body, because you've just had these huge changes. So I want to acknowledge for you that really defining what the goal is for you. I think on social media, a lot of times people think that to have a better body image means waking up and looking in the mirror and saying, I love myself. I love this body. What if we can make the goal not thinking about your body all day long, not having as many negative thoughts, not having obsession, having the ability to be present with your baby and in these precious moments in life, instead of physically being there, but mentally and emotionally, we are just bashing our body. So I think recognizing what the goal of this is really important. And then looking at, okay, if the goal is to lessen the body image thoughts, right, is to feel more pleasant physically and emotionally, is to be more present, then let's think about those next questions. If you're feeling physically unpleasant, this may sound like such a simple question, what would make you feel more pleasant? And what do we need? What support do we need to do or get that is going to get you there? So if you're really struggling with healing physically? Is it going to a pelvic floor PT? Is it going to acupuncture or a prenatal postpartum chiropractic specialist? Is it going to, you know, different forms of pain management? But I think some of those would be, you know, especially the pelvic floor PT, like going to someone who is specialized in helping mothers or birthing parents in the postpartum recover. If it's, you know, breastfeeding that is very unpleasant and painful, is it finding a lactation consultant or someone who's going to be able to support you? You know, what is feeling unpleasant? And instead of shaming our body about it, can we find things that are going to help the physical unpleasantness? In addition to that, if you're feeling emotionally unpleasant, like we said before, writing it down. What does that look like? What do those thoughts look like? What do those beliefs look like? What does that narrative look like that you are constantly replaying? And can we identify them? Can we challenge them? Can we redirect them? And most importantly, I cannot stress this enough, do you need professional support? Do you need to be meeting with a licensed therapist? Do you need to be put on medication? Do you need to work with a registered dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor? Do you need professional support? And please know there is no guilt or shame that needs to be felt for needing support. If anything, I think the people that reach out, that are aware of support and reach out for support are so, so brave. And I know how hard that can be. So, I feel like we all need to take a deep breath right now where we're at in this episode. It's heavy stuff. It is a huge change. And if you're someone who's saying, like, you're hearing all of this episode, you're freshly postpartum, maybe you're very pregnant and you're about to be postpartum, maybe you're postpartum with a second, third kid, you know, whatever it is. If you resonated with this and you said, oh my goodness, I need help, please know that our team is here for you. Whether our team is able to help you and or connect you to the resources that you need, we are happy to do that. So please do not hesitate to reach out. You can do this by going to findfoodfreedomresources.com. You can click the link on Instagram. You can click the link on TikTok. You can click the link in the show notes. Get your benefits checked. See if you can match with a provider and work one-on-one. All of our care is virtual. We are a team of all women. The majority of clients we support are women, but we do have non-binary and male clients as well. So I know this, you know, specific episode is very tailored to women and birthing parents. So please know if you are going through this transition from pregnancy into postpartum and motherhood, the more support, the better. Whether that is loved ones, family, friends, again, professional support, whatever that looks like. But please know here at the Find Food Freedom team, we would be honored to be your support system. And again, you can go to findfoodfreedomresources.com or click the link anywhere that you follow us. And we would be more than happy to help. Thank you so much for being here for this episode. I know it's a very heavy episode, but I hope you can really walk away with some of these reflective questions, figure out where you're at and what you need. And please know that's going to look different for every single person that listens to this episode. Thanks for being here, and we will chat again soon next week on the Find Food Freedom podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast.